All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. Look no further. You found it right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and welcome. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being the most important part of what we do. What we do is talk golf. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell's off today. The Duke, Robert DeCoz, is in master control. And we have a super special show on tap for you. I know we say that every week, but this is a Tee to Green road show, the first of the year, and you can't get more special than that. We are live and excited to be in western Colorado, about a five-hour drive on I-70 west of Denver in Grand Junction at a very special golf course, Redlands Mesa, a Jim Eng design par 72 built in 2001, Golf Magazine, Golf Week, Golf Digest, all have it ranked on their list of top courses in the country. Last year, Golf Week named Redlands Mesa the top public course in the state of Colorado, and it's a family-run golf course. And today, I will be joined on the show by Sandra Weckerly, the general manager and the owner, by the director of golf, Maxwell Weckerly, and the superintendent, Cass Severson, as we are live from Redlands Mesa on a special Mother's Day edition of Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217 and the Sirius XM app, where you can listen anytime, anywhere, any place. You can also catch us streaming live at sportsbyline.com. I'm Jay Ritchie. We are teeing it up and talking golf live from the golf course at Redlands Mesa, Grand Junction, Colorado, next right here on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Robert DeCosa is pushing all the right buttons in master control today, thanks to the Duke. And Debbie O'Connell has the weekend off this weekend. And I am so excited. I am live and in Grand Junction, Colorado. It's our first Tee to Green road trip of 2025, and what a trip it's been so far. We hope to do this again sometime, but we are at Redlands Mesa, the golf course at Redlands Mesa, which is just outside of Grand Junction, actually. If you're familiar with the area, there's the Grand Valley, which is Palisade. Kind of in the middle is the city of Grand Junction, and then on the western edge is the town of Fruta, and between Fruta and Grand Junction, near the Colorado National Monument, which is just amazing in itself, is a golf course called Redlands Mesa. Jim Ang built it back in 2001. It's par 72. It's built right into the landscape here. And if you know Jim Ang and how he designs things and designs courses, you can kind of get an idea. If you've seen pictures of it, if you haven't been here, but if you've seen photos of it, pictures of it, the photos are great, but they don't really do this place justice. You have to see it live and in person. I did yesterday, and it is spectacular. The golf course at Redlands Mesa in Grand Junction, Colorado. Last year, Golf Week said it's the top public course in the state of Colorado. And one of the guys responsible for all the accolades that it gets, sitting right across from me now here at the patio of the clubhouse overlooking the putting greens and the first tee and the first hole. He is the superintendent at Redlands Mesa. We're talking to Cass Severson. Hi, Cass. How you doing?
Hi. How are you doing? I'm good.
Great. Great. Thanks for coming on. And I know you're really busy this morning. You got a lot going on. But so we put you first in the batting lineup.
Yeah,
today.
I appreciate that.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Redlands Mesa, before we get to a little bit about the course and what it takes to keep it operational, Tell us about yourself. How long have you been a superintendent? Is this your first main job? Where'd you come from?
Yeah, this is my first superintendent job. I got the job in 2016 as superintendent. Before that, I was the assistant superintendent here. Came on in 2011. Before that, I grew up in Gunnison, Colorado, and my first golf course that I ever worked for was Crested Butte Country Club. And I did that for about 4 years. And then after that, I had a connection with a person that actually built some golf courses. So I got in the construction business as far as building some golf courses. There's a cornerstone down here south of Montrose. I was on that project. And there was another course called Hideout Lake that was a Jack Nicklaus course on the other side of the mountain, but 2008 happened, and that kind of fell through. But I've been out to Ogden, did some rebuilds out there and everything like that, learned how to shape, and learned a lot there. I love the work. The only thing was, you know, it was 7 days a week and 12-hour days. So I decided to get my education, and I worked up and down the Front Range for a little bit as I was getting my education over there. And then I came out here, and I've been here ever since 2001.
The Crested Butte course right by the ski area there in Gunnison, played that. I played it back in the mid-90s. Were you there then?
No, I got there 2000 is my first year there. And I spent about 4 years after that. Yeah.
Nice course. So how did you go from there to the assistant job here and then the top job as superintendent?
I just kind of fell in love, you know, from going from Crested Butte. I thought it was a easy job. I love golf, and it was just, I thought, a fun job, and I really enjoyed the work and everything. So then I just kept growing, you know, and everything. And then I did the construction, like I said, and that was really cool. Got to run some dozers and some mini X's and all that stuff. Had some wild stories about all the construction days. But then, you know, moved over to Denver and did some other jobs, hated it. So I found myself back at a golf course. And then I really decided to go for the education. Got my 2-year certificate, and then I just applied over here, and that's how I ended up here.
So you're a Colorado guy. I'm a Colorado guy. Gunnison's about, 2-3 hours southeast?
About 2 hours here.
About 2 hours.
Yep.
Denver, of course, right straight shot on I-70, about 5 hours east of Grand Junction, where we are at today, Tee to Green Roadshow. Redlands Mesa, the golf course at Redlands Mesa, is where we're sitting right now. We're talking to the superintendent of Redlands Mesa. Here is Cass Severson. So, Cass, did you know much about Redlands Mesa before you took the job?
I heard of it, and I've heard some good things, you know, and everything, but I really didn't know much about it until I got here. And I played Fossil Trace a lot when I was on the Front Range, so I knew of Jim Mean. So I knew it was going to be a fun course to play, but also a challenge as far as maintenance goes. Yes.
So what is the biggest challenge as far as maintenance goes on a course like this?
It's just water, where the water goes. You know, Jim Mean loves golfers, so, I mean, he loves to bowl out these greens and make the it really fun for. So if you have a bad shot, there's a good chance that the ball is going to roll back to the green. But with the bowled out greens and everything, water does not drain off the surface very easily, you know, so there's a lot of challenges there. And just his design of how he has the cart paths up high and, you know, some bunkers and everything like that, how extreme they are. It becomes a very challenging thing to do. Our tee box is way up in the sky, too. I mean, that's one thing. It's like, how do you mow it? How do you aerify it? You know, I mean, there's a lot of challenges.
You have to walk about 20, 25 steps.
Yeah.
They're stepping stones, actual stones, a stone stairway to get up to the tee boxes on a few. And the greens are massive. The greens are huge.
Yes, so we got about 3.5 acres of greens here. So, yeah, they're pretty big.
As far as the land amount of land this course is on? What does it sit on?
It sits on about 120 acres. There is about 72 playable acres, though. So it's pretty sprawled out, that's for sure. There's a lot of cart paths in between holes. And but that's also the fun part about this golf course. It's not just a back-and-forth golf course. It's, individual holes lined out through the canyons and a great track design. It just, maintenance-wise, it takes us longer to get through the morning, you know, because there's just extra cart paths and everything.
The front nine, there's a lot of homes as we're looking at the first hole right here. There's a lot of homes on the front nine. You get out to the back nine and it's canyons and it's kind of a desert, high desert landscape.
Yes. I'm actually really happy that they kept it that way. Houses are great and they make money and everything, but at the same time, there's something about playing on a golf course with no houses, right? And I mean, that's the going back to the tradition of the game. And it is really when you get back in the back nine, and the Colorado Monument's right there. I mean, it really feels like you're playing in a Grand Canyon almost. You know, it's pretty fun to play in.
Yeah. Colorado, of course, known for the mountains and ski areas and stuff like that. And there's some great mountain golf courses. This one, not exactly a mountain golf course. Can you play it year round?
Almost, yes. For the most part, we do keep it open year round. A few years we'll get a few snowstorms that, you know, just leave about an inch of snow, but that inch of snow will stay for a while because we get pretty cold here in Grand Junction, being so close to the river and everything. So it's playable almost all the way to Christmas, and then through January. It's usually we're kind of shut down through then, and then we open back up in February for the most part.
What do you have to do December or January to get it through the winter?
You have to make sure the moisture is there, especially for the greens. We are super dry here. Currently, right now, we are going through a drought. Right now, we just hit the extreme level. We were in severe a couple weeks ago, but now they're going to extreme. We're about 2 inches behind in precipitation this winter, so this winter was really tough. But to get it through something like that, you have to tank water. You have to keep the greens moisture there and everything, even through the winter, because the crown of the plant needs that moisture just to survive the conditions. Out here, yeah.
The only word I could think of when I played it yesterday, spectacular. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Cass Severson, superintendent of the golf course at Redlands Mesa, Grand Junction, Colorado. Be back right after this.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers. And you don't have to look any further because you found it. It's T. DeGrain. It's the golf show. We're talking golf, and we're doing it with the first road show of 2025 for T. DeGrain. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell has the day off today. And I'm on the road, Grand Junction, Colorado. As I said, it's about a five-hour drive west of Denver along I-70. The course is the golf course at Redlands Mesa. It was built in 2021. Jim Eng, the designer, par 72. And it's a family-owned business, which I think is really great. So many big conglomerations in corporate America these days, and, of course, throughout golf. But the golf course is owned by our next guest, who is joining us right now. She's got the headset on, sitting across from us, general manager and owner, Sandra Weckerly. Hi, Sandra. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wait a minute. I got to turn that on. Okay, go ahead.
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing so good. Thanks for hosting T. DeGrain this weekend here. We've had a great time so far. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, it's great weather. It's a great weekend to be here, so thanks for coming.
Are you a Grand Junction native?
I am not a Grand Junction native. I've lived here 10 years.
Okay. So how did the ownership of this golf course come about?
So my husband and I have been in golf course real estate business for, I mean, he's been in it for, don't want to out his age or anything, but at least about 35, 40 years. And when we got married, we were in Mesquite, Nevada at the Oasis Golf Course. He had some involvement in Wolf Creek Golf Course with some of the design there. And then he was working for a fund that owned this golf course that essentially ended up with it after the 2008 crash and whatnot. So they brought him in to kind of revive the community. They brought me in as GM in 2018, and then we just started working it. It was successful. We turned the community and the golf course around, and then the opportunity came up. The fund essentially wanted to sell it. They didn't want to hold on to it. That's not the business they're in. They're just a financer. And so the opportunity came up. It was a great opportunity, kind of too good to pass up, so we bought it then.
It's a public golf course. You do sell memberships. So were you members before you bought the place?
We were. So, yeah, it's a semi-private golf course is the term that's kind of used in the industry now where we have a pretty good membership.
Yeah.
But we definitely are open to public play because it is such a destination golf course and really, really like a bucket list course for a lot of people. So, yeah, we were members here. We'd been playing here. One of my sons, the one son who doesn't work for us, three of our adult children work for us. The other one does not, but he's a great golfer, and we used to golf here all the time before we took it over. So,
and of course, you're talking about Max.
No, that's actually Cameron. Cameron doesn't work here, but he's our most avid golfer. But
yeah, we'll have Maxwell on. Hopefully, he texted me. He said he's running late. He had something come up, but he is the director of golf.
He is, and today is Mother's Day, so it's one of our busiest days of the year. So I know he's being pulled in a couple different directions right now, but because he texted me also. But yeah, it's a busy, busy day for us.
When you bought Redlands Mesa, was there any talk about maybe going private club with it?
Not by us, but the members talk to us about it often. The HOA, because there's a pretty large HOA housing development that surrounds the golf course, which my husband was involved with. And they talk to us about it. I'd say about once a year, the subject comes up. We're open to discussion about it, but for now, we like keeping it open and we like the public aspect of it. And I think for the city of Grand Junction, you know, there aren't a lot of golf courses in Grand Junction, like a community similar like St. George or other golf destination areas. And so I think for the community right now, it's best to keep it open as a public course available to all players.
Sometimes running a golf course financially may not be the best way to go, but as far as be successfully running a golf course financially, how's that going? And is it, do you have to become a little bit more than just a Grand Junction area golf course? You go for to turn it into a destination type of play course?
So, I mean, I think it could work as a private course also if we really built out the membership. We haven't really, that hasn't been our intent, so we haven't tried to do that. But yeah, definitely as a public course, it definitely helps financially. We host a lot of events here. We run this like a whole, like a global operation of food and beverage, events. We have live music, and so we have a whole, we try to have as many different streams of income working as we can, and I think that's a way to make golf courses successful and financially viable.
Sandra Weckerly, owner, general manager, Redlands Mesa Golf Course. The first nine, the front nine, you have homes. The back nine, no homes, or very few. They're not anywhere near the golf course. Is the plan to keep it that way, or is there any even some thought about that?
So there are some homes being built right now on holes 11 and 12. And for the Redlands Mesa community, that's it. And then on the other, across the 12 fair greens, the 13 fair greens, and up above on that hillside, there are homes going in there right now. We're actively talking to that developer there. There's a phenomenal community going in there called Redlands 360. And so they'll have homes all along there. The difference with the back nine is it's in a valley, and so there isn't anywhere where there will be lots on the golf course back there, right abutting the golf course like the front nine, just because of the topography. But there will be court homes all on the ridges above the back nine, along 12, 13, and looking over 14 and 15. So
this is a great tourist area, and it's tourism is one of the big businesses here in the Grand Valley, the Grand Junction area here in western Colorado. What role do you see your golf course playing in that?
So we work closely with actually our city's, it's called Visit Grand Junction, our city's tourism department, and we always, you know, we just are involved in activities, and when people are coming in town, we host events up here in relation to like the Palisade Wine Festival, the Palisade Peach Festival, and anything that's going on in town, we host things in conjunction with that, either with our restaurant or bring golfers out here who are in town for that kind of thing. But yeah, we definitely are tied into the tourism community here. We do some stay and plays with a couple different hotels, stuff like that. So it's definitely always tying into the tourism here for sure. It's a great community.
Yeah, I know the Grand Junction Airport's not that far away as well. What do you see down the road here in a few years as far as being a destination resort?
Well, you know, the Grand Junction Airport, that's interesting, is expanding right now. And I have heard, I don't know exactly how true this is, but they will have the longest runway in the state of any airport. Maybe not DIA, I'm not positive, but we'll be able to bring in larger and larger planes is the idea. So the city of Grand Junction and the airport are investing a lot of money into that. They're bringing in more airlines, more flights. I mean, the airline or the airport works very actively in increasing tourism coming in and people coming in, and also business travel, which is, for us as a golf course, business travel is really important also.
Sandra Weckerly, she's the general manager, owner of this course, along with her husband. What's your husband's name?
David Weckerly.
David, okay. So is this it for you, or are you thinking maybe somewhere down the road acquiring more golf property?
So we don't, we could. We're open to options and we're open to business opportunities. We personally own a few other businesses and rental properties and other endeavors that we have going on personally. So we're not actively looking for another golf course. I don't think Grand Junction will probably be building another golf course anytime soon. If one locally came up, we might. But there are only two other privately owned golf courses in town. So the city owns two. Dobie Creek and Chipeta are owned by the same group. And then Bookcliff Country Club is a private country club. So that's really all the opportunities we have. And I don't think we'd go out of area. We just don't have the desire to travel and to have that on our plates right now.
Grand Junction's growing. What's the population now?
The population of Grand Junction, I believe, is about 65,000 right now. And then the valley is about 200,000.
Yeah, the valley. You got Palisade, you have Orchard Mesa, you have
Fruta. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Grand Junction kind of sits right in the middle. And you guys are basically between Fruta and Grand Junction near the Colorado National Monument, right? In case people are wondering geographically.
Yeah, we're in the city limits of Grand Junction, but we are definitely snuggled right up against the monument. I mean, there's really no place in town where we have the views of the monument that we do and the views of the Mesa. So we're kind of in a really great location up here. And it's elevated a little bit. It's a little more high desert climate where we're at in Grand Junction as opposed to the more low desert of really like in-town, downtown Grand Junction, which is nice along the river down there. But up here, you have this kind of high desert Scottsdale feel.
Talk about some of the stuff you do, non-golf stuff, to promote the area and promote the community. Busy summer for you coming up?
Yeah, we host over about 120 events a year up here, all different kinds of events from weddings to memorial services, birthdays, baby bridal showers, anything like that. And then we host live music up here and bands. And so, yeah, we definitely... Summer is just wild here. It's really, really fun.
All right. Sandra Weckerly, General Manager, Owner, Redlands Mesa. Sandra, thanks.
Thank you so much. Thanks again for coming.
Oh, sure. Love it. And love to come back sometime, too.
All right. Perfect.
We'll talk soon. We'll take a break. We're back with more of Tee to Green right after this.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
News, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie. It's a special Rogue Show edition of Tee to Green, our first of 2025. And what a trip it has been. We are at Redlands Mesa Golf Course, a public course in Grand Junction, Colorado. For those of you familiar or not too familiar with Colorado, we're about a five-hour drive west of Denver along I-70, not too far from the Utah border. And the golf course is next to the Colorado National Monument. I played it yesterday. I'd been here one time before, but I didn't play golf, and it is spectacular. And as I said earlier in the show, if you've seen photos of it, pictures of it, the photos do not do it justice. You have to see it in person, especially the back nine. Before we get to our next guest, the director of golf here, Mask Weckerly, a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, well, Colorado's best golf discounts begin with the 2025 Greensaver, designed to keep you on the course without breaking the bank. Greensaver, your ticket to hundreds of free half-off two-for-ones and other golf discounts at over 90 top courses and indoor golf facilities in Colorado and Nevada. Plus, there's discounts on carts, range balls, hitting bays, club fittings, lessons, travel, golf travel, and much, much more. Grab your Green Saver now and start playing smarter. For just $54, you can enjoy a year of great golf in 2025, and you can do it without breaking the bank. The Green Saver, available in both book or mobile format. For more info or to order, go to greensavergolf.com, greensavergolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again. And the 2025 Greensaver, this year's edition, on the front cover, on the very front cover of the Greensaver, if you get the book, is Redlands Mesa Golf Course. And there's some great deals. You buy the Greensaver, you play one round of golf here at Redlands Mesa, and you're already ahead of the game. Right, Max?
That is very true. Yep, it is a great deal.
That is Max Weckerly. He is Maxwell Weckerly. He is the director of golf here at Redlands Mesa. You got some tough shoes to fill. Cass came on, did a great job. Your mom was just here. Sandra, she did a fantastic job. So it's up to you now.
Yep, I'll take it. I'm ready.
Happy Sunday, and I know it's Mother's Day, and you're busy, really busy today.
Yeah, it's a super busy day. We have a big Mother's Day brunch that we do in our clubhouse, in our restaurant, Ocotillo, which is right next door to the golf course. So every year I do help out with that, as I'm sure Sandra maybe mentioned. She's my mother, so it is a family business that we run. So her Mother's Day present every year is that I work all day for the Mother's Day brunch.
There you go. Can't beat that. How long have you been the director of golf here, and how did you get into the golf business?
So this is coming on my third year that I've been doing this. So I started early 2023, I believe. And I worked in Ocotillo, the restaurant, for a long time. I've been restaurant manager, event manager, and I've slowly been learning the golf business kind of from an outside perspective in the restaurant, actually. And then when our former pro, he had left, and we needed someone just to fill in more hours, honestly, in the pro shop and to work as the pro shop attendant, and I very slowly but surely learned the business, and I realized that I could definitely help improve things in the pro shop and kind of run the place.
Yeah.
So that is my transition.
When you took off the restaurant hat, put on the director of golf hat, what's been the biggest challenge, or what did you find most surprising at the time?
Definitely the biggest challenge has been just really learning the culture of golf. I mean, I knew a lot of, I grew up on golf courses, grew up golfing, and I knew a good amount about it, but I never worked on the other side of the desk. And so definitely learning the culture and what people expect, but also, just that culture overall, I would say, has been surprising, but in a good way. It's definitely been a good learning curve.
What did you do before you actually came to Redlands Mesa?
So I started working here when I was in high school. So this was just about my first job. Originally, I'm from Boulder, Colorado, and I had a few odd jobs just as a young high schooler there. But this business was the first real business I ever worked in.
You a golfer?
I am. I mean, I grew up playing golf. We always belonged to different clubs, Boulder Country Club and other places. But it was never my main focus. I actually played some other sports. And then now I've learned to really love golf since working in it.
You're fortunate, and you and I talked about this the other day, and I talked a little bit about it with your mom, Sandra, who's the GM and the owner. It's a family-run business instead of a gigantic golf conglomerate or corporation. Have you thought about that and the difference between the two?
We think about it probably every single day, multiple times a day. As far as I personally know, I haven't met too many other people in a similar situation. So it's definitely an interesting dynamic when you and your family have to do everything. I mean, most big companies, of course, have HR departments and have just such corporate standards for everything that's already kind of set up for them. And with us, everything we do is on us and on our own. All the marketing we do, all the just every bit of it, all the hiring, all the staff management, everything is up to us. And if we don't do it, there's no one to fall back on.
People hear the title director of golf, not just here, but at any golf course. What exactly does the director of golf do?
So I would say, at least here, the director of golf is really, I like to split up our golf operation front of house, back of house, because again, I do come from the restaurant world. So there's like the kitchen and then the front of the house who are the servers. And so to me, the front of the house of golf is the pro shop. It's the cart kids, pro shop attendants, it's all the merchandising, all the actual selling of the golf. And then the back of the house is the maintenance, which Cass was on earlier. He runs that. He's the superintendent of the maintenance. And then I run the front of the house. So I'm in charge of merchandising the whole pro shop, staffing our pro shop attendants, our cart kids, and then running all the marketing of the pro shop, and then just being the main face of all the sales of golf. I also run all of our golf tournaments, all of our golf leagues, anything that has to do with any exchange of any money, I would say, is what the director of golf is in charge of.
You're not exactly in a large metropolitan area where there's a big pool of help to choose from, especially for specialty job like superintendent, golf professional. How is it a problem? Is it tough to get qualified professionals here at Redlands Mesa?
It definitely makes it tough. Like you said, we're about 4 to 5 hours from both Denver and Salt Lake City. We're about halfway between both, and we're the biggest area between both, but Grand Junction is not the biggest city, so it definitely can be tough. We definitely go through struggles of finding qualified people, and unfortunately, we do have some turnover here or there, but over the past few years, since COVID, I feel like we've slowly but surely kind of regained a really good stride in finding people, which is good.
It's a beautiful area, a great location, great climate. Are those selling points for you?
They definitely are. We're pretty unique. We're in Colorado's known as a pretty snowy state, but over here in western Colorado, we get less snow and we're definitely warmer than the rest of the state, so we're able to stay open the whole year. And so we are pretty busy, especially in the winter when people are coming over from the mountain towns, from Vail and Aspen and other places like that. So that is pretty cool. And then we definitely have a very neat geography here. Like you said, we're right on the Colorado National Monument, which a lot of people from the Front Range don't have much experience with, and it's much more mountainous on that side. That's where I grew up, so I know that. And then over here, we have the much more desert and cliffs and red rocks, and it looks more like what people would think of as Moab or Utah or something. So
yeah,
it's definitely unique.
That's a very good description, more like Utah than Colorado. And the Utah borders, what, how far?
20 miles, maybe.
Something like that?
Yep, about 20 miles.
Yeah. Yesterday I played with a guy, Sam, from Aspen, who came. He was a 4 handicapper, too. Thanks for teaming me up with him. Good thing we didn't put any money on the game. but he's a great guy, great golfer, and we had a lot of fun. And he's playing again today, I think. We are with Max Weckerly. He is the director of golf here, Redlands Mesa Golf Course in Grand Junction. As far as the daily play versus time of year, weekly play, is there a lot of change there? Is there a lot of flux there, or is it pretty consistent?
I would say we're definitely known as a kind of bucket list golf course or a destination golf course. So, of course, our weekends are our busiest time. Obviously, that's when most people are not working, so that's when we're working the hardest. So we do get a lot more play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then during the week, that's when we do more of our leagues and more discounts and things like that. So it stays busy, but definitely the weekends is what we lean into the most. And then time of year, it does get pretty warm here compared to the rest of Colorado. So the middle of summer slows down a little bit, but I would say kind of what some other people would consider maybe the shoulder seasons, so spring and fall, those are our true busiest times because the weather's just so nice. Like right now, May really is our busiest month of the whole year because the weather is just hard to beat.
Oh, it was beautiful yesterday, and it's going to be great again today and great again tomorrow. You mentioned discounts. The green fees here are a little high compared to some others, but definitely worth it. So how do you work around that?
Yeah, so we definitely are very heavily involved with statistics and with just the pure logistical side of pricing. We don't ever price just based on a whim, I guess you would say. We really look into what it costs to run the business and then comparing ourselves to other similar courses. We are rated the number one public golf course by both Golf Week and USA Today, and we're cheaper than any of the other courses that rank below us. So we're the cheapest of the top 10 in Colorado, even though we're ranked number one. So we find our prices to be pretty fair. And then also to give back to our residents of Mesa County, which includes all the cities around here, Grand Junction, Fruita, Palisade, Clifton, any city in Mesa County, we give 30% off of whatever our greens fees are. So it's a really big discount that all of our local residents do get. And then also every Monday, we do Mesa County Mondays, which again, for all of our Mesa County residents, it's only $75 to play. So less than half of what our normal greens fee is. So we do get really busy on Mondays, which is awesome.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about that. They can hardly wait for Monday to get out here. When you get these accolades like top public course in the state or top, I'm trying to remember some of the other ones, but there's a ton of them anyway. How do those play into what you're promoting and your marketing and things like that?
We definitely like to hone in on that. I mean, obviously, we're super proud to achieve those rankings. We're super proud of our greens crew, of our superintendent, all the staff who works here. And so we definitely try to make that the forefront of any commercials that we might do. So we do a lot of social media marketing, so we definitely like to post it on that. And I think also just word of mouth, really, it spreads a lot, which is awesome.
Mother's Day today. How busy are you?
It is a busy day. I was just in the pro shop. I think we are at 160 bookings for the day just for golf. And then in the restaurant, we have in between 400 to 500 people reserved for this brunch that we're doing. So we will be here all day long, which is awesome. It's great.
Coming up on Memorial Day and, of course, summer of 2025, big events planned as well.
Yeah, we don't really do anything too specific. We definitely get really busy. Memorial Day is one of our big days of the year, so we'll definitely all be out here working. So no specific events, but just it will be a great day of golf.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and wrap it up as we're talking to Max Weckerly, Director of Golf, Redlands Mesa, Grand Junction, Colorado. Sunday, Mother's Day, and a tee to green road trip Sunday. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. It's tee to green. Boy, it's amazing how quick an hour can go when you're having fun, you're in a great location, you got great guests, and you're talking golf. I get to do this every week. Sometimes I'm just, you know, it's amazing how fortunate I can be. Robert DeCoe's in Master Control today. I'm Jay Ritchie. It's a roadshow edition of Tee to Green as we are live in Grand Junction, Colorado, and the golf course at Redlands Mesa, as I mentioned, built in 2001. Jim Ng, the designer, and it's a par 72, the number one public course in the state of Colorado, according to Golf Week magazine. And as far as Golf Week, Golf Magazine, Golf Digest, all of those organizations, when they name their lists of best courses in America, you will find Redlands Mesa on all of those lists, and it is that good. Believe me, I got a chance to play it yesterday, and the only word I could think of is just spectacular. Maxwell Weckerly is our director of golf here, and he has been our guest for the last segment. And Maxwell, any last words as we get ready to wrap it up? And unfortunately, I have to leave.
Oh, I just want to say thank you so much for coming here and chatting with us. It's been super great to get to talk to someone and help share our beauty to your listeners. And like you said, I agree with the word spectacular is a good way to describe us. And I'm so glad you got the chance to play yesterday and really see and experience it. And we are just so fortunate to be here.
If people want more information on Redlands Mesa, how can they do that?
The best way is always just our website. It's just redlandsmesa.com, or they could call us. It's 970-255-7400. Either way, we can help with any sort of bookings, pricing, information, anything like that. But the website's definitely the best place.
Sounds good. Our thanks to Cass Severson, the superintendent here at Redlands Mesa, to Mom, Sandra Weckerly, the general manager and the owner, and to Maxwell for joining us today here on TD Great. Thanks, Max.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We will do this again next week. Unfortunately, we won't be here. We'll be home next week. But it's been great. Roadshow edition of Tee to Green, Redlands Mesa, Grand Junction, Colorado. Thanks to Robert DeCozzi and Master Control. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.